Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. So 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, June 8th. Here's what you may have missed on the show this morning. We found out some disturbing information on chemicals that are used in everyday products, everything from food packaging to cookware to industrial foams that can cause women to begin menopause 2 years early.
Yeah, we're talking about like nonstick frying pans and some of the chemical coatings that are in our packaging.
Yeah.
Things like that. There's a chemical referred to as PFAS, which is impossible to pronounce, but it's used in all kinds of consumer products. And now they're going, a woman will actually enter menopause 2 years earlier if she's exposed to these chemicals. Some women are.
Yeah, and what it is, it's what these chemicals are used for is it helps prevent things from bleed, like oils from bleeding through. So think about that fast food container, the styrofoam container.
Yeah.
It's coated with the stuff to prevent it from leaking into and under your floor, which sounds good, but what happens...
So now it's heated up, and now it's on your food.
Yeah, exactly. And what happens is that the chemicals have been found to disrupt the endocrine system, which is the hormone producing areas for sexual function, and you would tend
that's your chemical factory too. You don't mess with that.
Yeah, you don't, because not only do we not know exactly what it does, but what we do know is that women who start menopause early, there's been links shown that they have an increased overall mortality rate, increased cardiovascular disease, increased cardio death, low bone mineral density, and osteoporosis.
So there's nothing good coming out of that, and. You know, that's. I really appreciate a lot of the stores are going with more recycled containers, especially for food delivery. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do ask when we do go out and ask for leftovers. It's like, is it coming in a styrofoam container? And if they say yes, I'm like, no, thank you. I won't take it home.
If you want to ruin takeout French fries, put them in a styrofoam container because they were crispy, and now they've had a chance to be in the steam room.
In the
styrofoam, it turns into steam.
You know? Or, you know, they've kind of melted their way into it, and they're a little kind of hard to pull out, you know what I mean? we're finding out more and more about electronic cigarettes and people who vape. There are camps on one side that say e-cigarettes are helping people who were addicted to, you know, classical, traditional cigarettes to quit. And we've heard on the other side that it actually kind of glorifies smoking, and kids have been picking up the habit.
We're both right.
Both right. Absolutely right. More data has been released, and they find that adults who switched to vaping with non-tobacco flavored products after smoking traditional cigarettes had a 34% more likely to quit overall than those who did not make the change.
All right.
Then that's pretty good.
Now let's add some flavor to them and sell them to teenagers and make it look like a little zip drive, a flash drive.
Unfortunately, those same particular items shown to teenagers show a 7 times more likely to start smoking traditional cigarettes.
Yeah. That is your gateway right there.
Yeah. So that's kind of where it's this double-edged sword, where it does work for people who are smoking and doesn't work for those that are not. Another study also found that the users of e-cigarettes delivering nicotine had a 63% more likelihood of restarting smoking than those who chose other smoking cessation aids. And to me, at least for my non-smoking thing, it's because having an e-cigarette is something that is similar to cigarette. It's something in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you that tactile part of the smoking. And you know what? But it's still delivering nicotine to your body, which your body is addicted to. And that's what you're trying to throw off, is that nicotine addiction.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of where the patches and the gum are a little bit different. I mean, I don't know the non-smoking sensations with the e-cigarettes, but I do know with the patches, it's a weaning, a tapering off.
Well, that actually that regulates it for you, because there's different strength patches, but you can vape as much as you want, which means you're actually getting, and maybe even more, because you're not getting as much nicotine as you were with a real cigarette.
Yes, and it really comes down to if you really do want to quit, because I can tell you from personal experience, when I was on the patch, when I'd wake up in the morning, I could not wait for that patch to kick in. You'd put it on, and with 15 to 20 minutes, you would have that first cigarette in the morning feeling.
Yeah,
where you're all tingly.
But imagine how addicted you were.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that. Isn't that amazing? Something like that is making you crave it, where you have to have it. That's what they call addiction.
Well, and to be honest with you, that kind of helps me relate to other people with other addiction problems, because I can understand that, and I understand that it's difficult to get rid of either if it's food or drugs or drinking.
Right.
It's difficult because it's you walk 5 miles into the woods. You got to walk 5 miles to get out of it.
Exactly.
Let's see. We found out, I think, some pretty poignant information here, because over the last 2 weeks, if you do not know that there's been a lot of racism around, then I guess you really have been living under a stone. With everything that's going on here, and we all have at least one family relative, you try to avoid the conversation of anything political and anything regarding race, but they always pop up, don't they?
Yeah, and on your social network feeds, there's a lot of people who will say some very insensitive things, and maybe send memes around that are very uncorrect and politically not correct. And when they talk about being politically correct, it's just being polite.
Well, I looked at here's my example of political correct. Let's say I've been working with you, gosh, how long? 15, 16 years?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
What if I kept calling you Steve? Hey, Steve. How you doing, Steve? What's going on, Steve?
It's Storm.
Right. Now, if you were to tell me, hey, you know what? I appreciate it, but my name's Storm.
Right.
Is that being political correct, or is that just doing the right thing?
It's being, yeah, exactly.
That's how I look at being politically correct.
I got you. Yeah. To me, it's just what Mom told me, to be polite.
Yeah.
And it's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do to you.
Well, and what I'm finding out with at least in my social circle, and that's what we're finding out about what's called privilege. We find people that have absolutely no idea what they say and what they do is racist. And
that's true. Unbeknownst to them, it's because of, they've never undergone any racism, never happened to them.
Right. And no one's really had conversations with them. So if you do want to breach that subject and, you're tired of what's going on, just kind of like, I'm exhausted with all this and I want to, I want some real change. This is, at least from experts, how you can kind of start the conversations here.
Okay. So you're talking to a racist family member, and there's one word that you want to avoid, and that is?
Which one?
You.
What you want to first off is work on the timing of it here.
Okay.
They suggest be more mindful of the frequency of the talks, like how often you do them rather than how long you do them. So just a little quirk here or there, saying, oh, that wasn't nice. And then moving on, let them say, like, why did you say it wasn't nice? They're asking a question. And then it's exactly what you said. It's not using the word I method instead of saying, I'm sorry, it's the I method you want.
Say I as opposed to you. Like, say, like, I felt that was very racist for you to say it. And I've been thinking about the racist joke you said today. It's not like you did this, you did that.
Right.
It makes them, and that's what racists mean. You want to put yourself in someone else's shoes. That's how you can have some sort of empathy toward what other people are going through.
Right. So they say most likely some disagreements will occur in the middle of your conversation, but the most important thing is don't lose control and don't panic and don't, as emotional of a subject as it is, you cannot become emotional because you're going to lose. You have to be factual and you have to be stating that, what is going on is wrong. Here's the reasons why. And you kind of need to do your homework as well. That's the nice thing about the internet is you can go and you can look at least to, with George Floyd. It's just the latest entry in a long list of police abuses towards African Americans. Mm-hmm. And if you have those cases all together and point out all the similarities, which I have done, what I've gotten is silence back, which makes me think that, all right, you might be onto something. So I'm not saying, all cops are bad and such, but I'm just stating is that there seems to be some sort of a pattern here that you need to be aware of.
Right.
And if all else fails and you just finally get old grandpa who just will not make any changes, then it's time for you to be in control and you to say, all right, that's fine. But here, when you're around me, I don't want to hear any of this racist stuff. I don't want you to talk about it. And if you do, then I'm cutting my communication off with you.
Right.
And then that might make them kind of think, well, maybe is it worth losing my beloved family member over my statements that I think maybe is just a funny little joke. And then also on social media, post up stuff all the time so that they can see it. See that you're practicing what you preach.
Right.
Every little bit, every little step gets us closer. And that's what you can do when you're talking about battling racism inside your family. Let's see. Shopping surprises during the coronavirus pandemic. Of course, all the stuff we know about social distancing, limiting the amount of people in the stores, plexiglass up over registers and what have you. But things you may not think about is, oh, I can't try on that pair of pants. What? What's going on here? A lot of the retailers are having to, in essence, sanitize their fitting rooms after each and every customer. And
yeah. A lot of them have just opted, like the big box stores, to close the fitting rooms. No, you can't try on the clothes. I heard a story of this one woman went shopping with her family, and she couldn't use one of the big Mart stores. She couldn't try on something. Mm-hmm. So she had her family surround her in the middle of the aisle so she could take her pants off and try on these pants.
Really?
Yeah. She had everybody stand in a circle, so you give me a little bit of privacy. So it was a sort of a portable fitting room.
I'm sure the overhead camera was could catch that. But yeah, you've noticed that, and that's because those are the state rules that we have of cleaning. So a lot of stores, like you said, they're not even going to deal with it. They're just going to close it. The other one is what the restaurant industry has been doing for quite a while, which is called the BOPIS, Buy Online Pickup in Store, where it's kind of curbside. They'll bring your stuff out to you.
You did that at the Target store this weekend,
yeah,
right?
I love it, especially when it's rainy and you have two kids in the car that you don't want to pull out and go in and pick something up.
So you go online and you pick the items that you want, and you pay for it online too?
Pay for it online. They'll send you a message when it's ready, and they use your phone's GPS to know that when you're in the right parking spot.
You're kidding me.
They have the stuff ready for you.
That is incredible. And you just pop the trunk and they load it up for you.
You don't even have to get out of the car. It's a beautiful thing here. And then finally, what they say here, which is kind of interesting, if you see somebody returning an item that you really want, like a shirt or a pair of shoes, don't be surprised if you can't pick it up. A lot of the school stores are basically isolating return items for 48 to 72 hours just to be safe. Because, you know, they keep in mind that if you do get a coronavirus and they've traced it to your store, they're going to be held liable. So they're not going to be that particular person.
I tell you, if I walk into your business and people aren't wearing masks, you're not wearing masks, I walk back out.
Yeah.
I'm still in mask mode right now.
Well, and I think it's smart until we figure out this. And if you ever look at pandemics throughout time, pandemics are 1 to 2 years. Mm-hmm. So
it seems like we learn something more each and every day about this that we didn't know.
Yeah, it's so.
We don't know everything we don't know right now.
There you go. And then finally, a couple things. One of the experts talk about the kids, let them be bored this summer. It's good for them. It helps them to develop their imaginations.
Right.
So maybe change the password on the Wi-Fi for one day out of the week. That will force them to use their imagination. And then finally, a lot of Americans are still considering going on vacation, but the modes are going to be different, and this will harken back to more of a happier, simpler time.
That's right. When Clark Griswold could go visit his family and to put his dead ant on top of the car.
That's right. Why not? People, instead of flying somewhere, people are actually renting and buying RVs.
Isn't that something? I was saying on the air, I can't believe how many RV ads I'm seeing. I have never Googled RV, but they're more and more popular, and people are buying these things.
Yeah, on your social media or on the internet. Yeah,
exactly.
It is true. The people that run the RV industry say that there's a boom right now. People are not only buying them, but renting them.
Sure.
And then, could you think about it? It's kind of convenient. I mean, you're isolated with yourself. You don't have to worry about hotels and don't have to worry about anything else.
That's right.
Your little bubble right there.
Your bar's right behind you. So RVs and the other thing that's coming back are motels, not hotels.
Yeah, motels. I always remember motel as being you can motor up to your room.
It's a motor hotel. That's exactly what that means.
Oh, really? And that's what people are kind of, and those were big back in the 50s and 60s. They kind of fell out of favor with hotels, everything being inside. But now that we want to be socially distant from people.
Do you really want to walk inside, get into an elevator, and go into a room that you're not really sure if it was cleaned properly? At least you can go from your car to a room and sanitize it yourself at a motel.
Yeah, exactly.
And never have to really go back to the front desk, you know.
And even Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, which operates a lot of the older motels, which happen to be Super 8s and Days Inn, where they had all the rooms on the outside, they noticed an uptick in business. That's how people.
It's incredible. You know, we're getting a little more RVs and motels. Well, what's going to be next? Edsels?
Maybe buggy whips. We will need a buggy whip to keep the mosquitoes away. So there's our show for today, Monday, June 8th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Take your umbrella, but remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.